Magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat. Good afternoon, friends, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, I'd like to thank ICON for organizing this conference. We have been talking about this issue, red baiting, just on the sidelines. Usually when we talk about human rights issues, we talk about red baiting or whatever labeling, but we never really had any discussion which is focused on red baiting. Red baiting is a very relevant topic, a very powerful phrase, a very powerful concept which is of serious concern because it has resulted to either torture, unjust detention, extrajudicial killings. It has also led to extrajudicial executions as well as other transgressions of due process and the rule of law. By definition, red baiting is said to be the act of accusing, denouncing, attacking, or persecuting individuals or groups as communists or socialists who are extremely dangerous, and their leftist beliefs and associations are of high threat to society. The individuals or groups labeled as red are considered enemies of the state who go beyond the human pale, that is, they are not recognized as humans or as human beings, and therefore do not have rights and do not deserve to be treated with dignity. And thus, transgressions of human rights have occurred. The freedom of expression, including religion and political belief, is a human right as encoded in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, and also repeatedly encoded again in various human rights treaties. We have civil and political rights, and thus views which may be critical of government, it may be opposite to what government sees as important, must be respected. Regardless of political beliefs, religion, race, social status, gender, and whatever, each human being has the same rights as other human beings. The state has a trinity of obligations to respect, protect, and fulfill human rights, whether in times of peace or in war. Even in war and conflict, in fact, we have the international humanitarian law, which protects civilians, unarmed individuals, forced to combat, or what we call as the wounded and the sick soldiers, and even prisoners of war. And therefore, there's that consideration of them as human persons, human beings, who have human rights similar to other persons. Red baiting is a term often interchanged with the red scare, communist hysteria, or witch hunting, or McCarthyism. The term red baiting has its origins during the 1920s and 1950s in the U.S. when thousands of Americans accused of being communists or communist sympathizers were subjected to aggressive investigations, unjust trials, imprisonment, resulting to a loss of employment as well as destruction of career. The labeling of persons as terrorists in the war against terror, particularly after 9/11, distorted the understanding and the concept of human rights, resulting to the deprivation of counsel, torture, and unjust detentions of persons alleged to have something to do with the 9/11 horrific event. Even Americans, American nationals, were considered as persons also who did not have the right to counsel, although of course that was later recognized upon petitions by people and civil society organizations, including civil liberties organizations and human rights organizations, to the Supreme Court of the United States of America. The campaign to correct this continues by asserting that security must be with human rights. We still have Guantanamo Bay, we still have the detention cells, and we still have unjustly detained without charges in Guantanamo Bay and other detention centers in other countries who are cooperating with the USA. In the Philippines, red baiting or labeling persons as communist rebel or communist terrorists or groups as communist fronts or enemies of the state has resulted to thousands tortured, imprisoned without charges, killed and disappeared during martial law. Despite the lifting of martial law, the repeal of the anti-subversion law, and the existence of democratic institutions, as well as government pronouncements of upholding human rights and paradigm shifts by the security sector, red baiting remains a dreaded concept. Very importantly, red baiting and its extensions seem to have been accepted by society when they comment, ah, kasi leftist yan, ah, kasi komunista yan, in English, ah, because he's a communist, he's a leftist anyway. And its extension is that, ah, criminal kasi yan, oh, he's a criminal, and therefore, human rights are not something that we have to consider whenever there are reports of torture, extrajudicial killing, and even enforced disappearances. Red baiting has resulted to human rights abuse and violations of international humanitarian law in our country and other parts of the world. And these are realities that we continue to face today. Some say, of course, that that's in the past. Witch hunting is in the past. We know that most of those who were killed because they were said to be witches are now, that labeling is gone. But the truth is, it's still with us today. We will explore, dig deeper into it, unpack it, and elaborate on this very disturbing yet powerful concept from different perspectives this afternoon. But hopefully, we will find convergence within the human rights and international humanitarian law regime. After all, we are all human rights with the same dignity and rights who I believe would like to live in a just and humane society. Maraming salamat po. Good afternoon.